Oh yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of That Sports Show that's a little better, louder. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. Oh yeah, I'm the middleman, Sean Rocks. A walking, talking, hard-rocking sports encyclopedia. Also 1974 state free throw champion. And 1986 C-League pool champion of Butte, Montana. Here. Is pool a sport? I'm not sure. Welcome to another edition of Roxy Joxy. We always talk about the best thing about sports is, of course, the thrill of victory. And the worst part of sports is, of course, the agony of defeat. Saturday at Bob Greenfield, well, we all experienced the latter as Montana Tech's comeback came up a bit short as they were ousted by a little team from Iowa, 32-29. Tech down by two scores in the fourth quarter. Block a punt, scoop and score, throw a bomb, catch and score, three and out for the defense. We get the ball back, we're driving, and then it happened. An interception, return to far enough downfield as Northwestern lined up for a 52-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in the game, and the agony of defeat was monumental up at Bob Greenfield Saturday. Oh, God, that one hurt bad to come back from so far and to come up so short. I want to congratulate Coach Sampson and the rest of the crew and the team. And everybody else associated with the Montana Tech or Digger football team, what a great season. Come up short, though. I wanted that national title, and I wanted it bad, and we had the team to do it. Just came up a bit short this time around. Saying goodbye to 23 seniors. That means we might have an uphill battle next year. But it was fun while it lasted. And now it's basketball season as we look forward to Butte Central, Butte High, and Montana Tech bringing home state and national titles, respectively. All right, let's head to the NFL, where my beloved Commanders got off the snide, beat the heck out of the Titans, and did it properly. And I'm happy to report that because I was getting a little shaky there in Commanderville. That it was. Now it's the bye week and we can breathe and relax and take it easy. Take a vacation. Let it go. Let it go. Then you need to come back after the bye week with a frenzy and let the rest of the NFL know that you're here to stay. The rest of the NFL goes like this. The Cowboys think they have a chance. They beat the Giants and they think they have a chance. That's so funny. The Packers, though, now they look like they could be a tough team. They could be a tough out. The weather is getting frightful around the nation, and people are either hating or loving the weather. One of the two. Miami Dolphins definitely hate the weather. It was the Chiefs over the Raiders barely. It was a great Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Football-wise, all the games were pretty close. The Texans squeaked by the Jags. The Chargers squeaked by the Falcons. Vikings squeaked by the Cards. The Colts by the Patriots, a squeaker. Steelers put up 44. The Rams over the Saints. The Buccaneers squeaked by the Panthers, who look like they're finally going to be a football team. The Eagles upset the Ravens in maybe the Super Bowl preview, and the Buffalo Bills say, hey, we're going to be in the Super Bowl. You look out for us. As they win in an awesome snowstorm. I love them games, that's for sure. All right, if you love the weather, it's nice outside for December. Called Indian Winter, maybe? Maybe? Is that what they call it? If you like Indian Winter, go outside and play. You're never too old. It's never too cold. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm Sean Rocks, reminding you Saturday nights, my Metal Shop Radio kicks your head in. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. Peace, love, rock and roll.